Okay, good morning. We're doing Hilcha Shechita, Yeradeya. We're at the end of Siman Yudalid. We're doing Si'if Vav. Okay, here we go. Hamosh Yado Lemei Habehema. So a person puts his hand inside the body of a behema. V'chatach mina tachol u'mina klayot. U'kayotze behen. And this is in the animal itself, the mother animal. You cut a piece of the tachol, the spleen, or from the kidneys, or a similar situation. And you leave, so we're talking about the spleen and the kidney of the cow. You leave it in its body, if you don't take it out. V'achar kach shachta, and then you shecht the cow. All right, we're still on the level of the cow, the mother itself. Harei otan achatichot asurot mishum ever min hachai. So there's no problem of trefa, but you can't eat those pieces or the limbs that you cut from the cow. They're still inside the body, so it's a problem of ever min hachai. V'af al pi shehi b'toch me'eha, even though it's still inside the animal or innards. Now, just super quick, we won't get too much involved, just see by Hilchas Trefos. So if it's missing the entire tchol, not a problem. Missing the whole kidneys, doesn't make it a trefa. Both. But if you have, we're going to learn when we get there, if it has a hole, it could make it a trefa. Gracie explains, I mean, depend, others explain it, because it's really making it a trefa from, if it has a hole in the kidneys, for example, it might mean it has a hole in the stomach. But we'll get there when we get there by Hilchos Trefos. But cutting a piece doesn't make it a trefa. Maybe it depends where, but anyways, we're assumed, generally it's assumed that if it's missing the entire one, or if it's cut, it doesn't make it a trefa. And min, the Pashtus Gracie says, certainly if it's missing the entire spleen or kidney, it's to teach you that even if it's only missing part of it, it's still going to be aser of aver min hachai. And part of this is this whole thing that we're learning, it's from Drashos, that it has to be shlema. It says in the pasuk ota, it has to be the entire animal, has to be whole, and then it's all mutter to eat. But if part of it is not whole, then you can have an iser of aver min hachai. Okay, let's go on. Again, not such common halachos. Fine, aval. Again, not so common again, but now the next case is talking about you're severing part of the limb that's inside the womb of the fetus, the calf. It's still inside the womb. Aval im chatach min ha'ubar shebim me'eha v'lo hotzio, and you didn't remove the limb from the animal, v'achar kach shachta, and then you shecht the mother, harei chatichat ha'ubar, o evaro mutar ho'il v'lo yatza. Since it's still inside the animal, so you only have aver minachai issues with the animal itself, not with the ubar, and then with the fetus. And then since the fetus is inside the animal, when you shachted the mother, everything is kosher and everyone's happy. Hagav, v'im shachat ubar m'me'e ivo, lo mikrei shechita. Now, just as an aside, if you're going to do shechita while it's inside the animal of the ubar, the halacha is it doesn't count as shechita. Taz point out it's a bayah de lipshta in the Gemara, and of course we go to Chumrah. Okay, Siman Tet Vav. Chalada. So there is what to be discussed on if it's considered chalada or not. Okay. Shach and others discussed that. So okay, Siman Tet Vav. Shelo lishchat behema ad yom shmini leleidaso. So lemaisa, we wait. I'm sure we usually wait a lot longer, so you have what to eat when you're going to shach the animal. But you do need to wait at least until the 8th day. Let's read. Aleph, if roach kol zaman shelo yatza la'avir ha'olam asa. If you have a chick and it still never came out to the world, it wasn't hatched, and it wasn't, the egg wasn't laid, and you want to eat it fresh, you peel it while it's still inside the egg, it's aser to eat it. And the Shach quotes, it's again, a lot of these are drashas from the Gemara, that mishum sheretz hasheretz al ha'aretz, that's quotes from the Torah, shigam shritzato betoch klipato mikrei shritza. It's still a creature, it's a bird that came into the world is mutter to eat. But a creature, a crawling creature, is not yet mutter, unless it's one of the birds that we know about, or it's an animal with all of its simanim. But as long as it's still considered a sheretz, it's not mutter. It's like an insect. It has the same halacha as an insect, and it's not mutter. And that's if it's still inside the egg.
This was an egg that was laid.
An egg that was laid, correct.
Yeah.
An egg that was
inside the main email. I imagine it's covered by everything we covered here in the previous sentence.
Probably. Must double check before I say it. You're allowed to eat what's inside. Correct. Okay. And once it hatches naturally and it's free to go, then mutter miyad, you're allowed to eat it immediately, even if it doesn't open up its eyes yet. It's mutter right away. However, midin sheretz, but midin bal tishaktu, there's an iser derabanan, at least that you're not allowed to eat from it until it grows its wings. That's the more lemaisa. Okay. Bet. Behema shiyalda, an animal that gives birth. It would be mutter miyad de araisa. And
where's this idea that
so the Shach brings it down. You're right. According to Maran, Shulchan Aruch, probably, I believe it's not an issue. And according to the Shach, a quote from the Gos Hashri, and then many Yechronim afterwards follow it. Double check the Kaf HaChayim, what he writes. Good point. Bet. Behema Sheyalda, an animal that gives birth. Im Yadua Shekalu Lo Chadasha. Dehainu Tet Chadashim Lagasa. Vehei Ladaka. So if you know the animal is a full 9 months for a cow or 8 months for a sheep, mutter miyad biyom shenu. 5 months, what did I say? It doesn't matter. A full 5 months. Hey, ladaka. Mutter miyad biyom shenolad, on the day that it's born. Then it's already mutter right away. You don't have to wait. Velo chayshinan shema nitrasku evarav. And you don't have to worry about, there's no that it got crushed or cut any of its limbs on its way out. You don't have to do any kind of checking, making sure it walks. It's a chazaka, it's kasher, it's whole, it's healthy, and it's mutter to eat. It's a shach right away. Mechevle ha-leida. You're not worried that it gets crushed from the labor itself. And okay, you're being, doesn't have to walk around, correct. V'im ein yadua shekalu chadashav. But if we don't know, which is usually the case, we don't know if it's been a full 10 months, the halacha is asur mishum safek nefel, as a din of a safek, ad chilas lel shmini, until a full 7 days go by, and then on the night, already at the beginning of the night of the eighth day, it's mutter 100%. Just note, by a korban, there's a separate halacha that we have to wait until the eighth day, and it has to be from the morning. Because you only bring korbanas during the day, so the pasuk says, miyom hashmini. Okay, we don't start korbanas at night, we start korbanas during the day.
This is because of
safek trefos. Safek nefel trefos.
What's
Well, then it doesn't. It's not considered a live animal. You can't eat it. I'm not sure if there's another nafkamina. Yeah, okay. If there's an afkamina, you let me know later. Gimel, good point. In somchin al hagoy begidim ketanim manichem imenu ve'omer shehem b'nei chai yamin. You buy an animal, you don't know if it's been, you don't know if it's a nephil, or if it's, right, ben tet, ben chet in the mother when it's born, calf, and you don't know if it's been in 8 days to eat it or not, because the maisa we wait 8 days. And you can't ask a goy, can't trust a goy for him to tell you, oh, it's been around 8 days. You can trust a from yid, but you can't trust a goy. The general rule is, in order to trust a goy, we only trust them by edut, isha, in general, and when it's mesiach lefitumo, and when it's edin derabanan, ayin shach and agra. But here, it's even worse because he can make more money out of it. You want to buy it to eat today. If you don't know if it's ready to eat, you might go to someone else who knows. So it's even worse. Here, it's worse than a normal case. Either way, you cannot rely on him. You have to wait 8 days. Taz just points out an interesting question. Why isn't it a sveika, like I just mentioned? Because number one is davar sheishal matirin. Number two, at the end of the day, it's really one suffix if it's a nephil or not. And that's, okay. Kolium, and how do you apply sveikas for later and difficult and confusing? Siman tet zayin. Din oso ve'et bino. Okay, so now there's an iser to shecht an animal at the same time as its mother or child. Let's see. Aleph. Asur lishchot oto ve'et bino b'yom echad. On one day, it's asur to shecht the animal and its child. Now, lo shna, doesn't matter if it's ha'em, v'yachar kach ha'bein obat, doesn't matter if we're talking about the mother, the cow, and then you shechtin afterwards, either any child, whether it's a male or female, lo shna ha'ben obat, v'yachar kach ha'em. It's the exact same answer. If you first do the child, son or daughter, male, whatever, male, female, and then the mother. No difference. All right. Basically, if it's straight, I think straight from the Gemara, Aruch HaShulchan just points out, makes no difference, but there's an Isser of Oso Ved Beno, whether it's by Chulin or Kachim, no difference. If it's Be'eretz Yisrael or Bechutz La'aretz, or whether there's a Beis HaMikdash, Kayam or not. It should be built. And it doesn't matter if it's an ola, which is not even going to be eaten. It's completely burnt. There's still the Isser of Oso Ved Beno. Okay. He also points out that does not apply to a grand child, grand calf. Okay. It only applies directly to a mother and its own calf. And let's read a bit more. Bet. It applies for sure it applies by a mother. That's what it means by a female. Shezeb bena vaday. We know for sure it's the mother. And we know for sure it's the mother. Vimnoda vaday shezehu aviv. And if you know for sure that this is the father, right? Nowadays it can be known, if you follow. So then, ein shochtim shneim biyom echad, it's aser to shecht both of them. In other words, does oso ve'ed beno apply to a father and its offspring? So the halacha is 100%. V'im shachat ein oloka. But if you did shecht it, you don't get malchus. It's a lav, so you only get malchus if it's a mother, not the father. Why? Because the Gemara is not sure if it applies by fathers altogether. So therefore, it's a sveik on the Gemara, so we go l'chumra, that you're not allowed to do it, but for Malkus, we don't. Shadavar safek im noheg bizcharim o eino noheg. Okay. Aruch HaShulchan points out, you're only going to get lashes on one Maisa, not, you can't get two sets of 40 lashes like 80. So in other words, if you have the grandmother, I'll just use terms I'm familiar with, a grandmother, the mother, and the daughter. If you shecht first the grandmother, and then you shecht the next one,
the granddaughter.
Sorry, if you shecht the grandmother,
and then
the, okay, we'll do that way. Then the granddaughter. You didn't do anything wrong. But then if you shecht the mother, so then you would get only one set. If we're talking about all three on the same day, because you did one maisa, right? If you had one mother and two daughters, and you shecht one daughter and then the next daughter, or daughter and then son, all in the same day, then you would get 80, because there's one, because you did two maisa. You did one on one. You did one maisa shechita on one child, and then another maisa shechita on the other child. So if you did all three of them on the same day. That's if you did the mother first. Perfect. And if you did we're going to see some of this inside. And if you did the, if you did the mother first and then you did two, fine, you get twice. If you did the two kids first, you did nothing wrong when you did the first two kids. And then when you did the mother, that's when you did something. That's when you did only one mice and you only get one. Okay. So we're going to see a little bit this played out. Gimel. Avar v'shachat oso v'ed beno b'yom echad. A person shechts, right? The mother and the son, or the daughter in one day. Mutter l'ochlam. Now, b'di'evet, a person did it. It's mutter to eat, 100%. V'yesh misha omer. I take back the 100%. There is an opinion that says it's aser. That's the second opinion. Usually we paskin like the first. Bo b'yom l'ochel ha'achram. So the first time, the first animal you shechted, you did nothing wrong. That's the first one. The only iser is on the second one, right? Because that's the same day as the one before. There's no lema freya iser. So there's only an iser on the second one. And only for that day itself, the Gra says it's a little bit like Hilchos Shabbos. We often, it depends on the case really. Sometimes it's l'olam, sometimes it's only that day. But anyways, so that day itself, there is... the Ran writes, there's a knas, it's a iser derabanan, but it's only for that day. Okay, and the Shach points out, there's no iser derabanan over here, even according to the second opinion, for other people. It's only for the shochet himself. Dalet. All right, it's just a knas. Dalet. Yom echad amor v'osov et beno. Hayom holeich achar halayla. So, how does the day count? It's a 24-hour period, maybe 25, 26, maybe 27, depends how you count. But it's only for a 24, 25, usually maximum, period. And it starts always, it's not like, it's always from sundown to sundown, or really Benish Mashas to Benish Mashas, but it always starts from the night, just like Maisa Breshas. That's a drasha in the Gemara. It's straight that it goes, Bayom has a drasha, Bayom, and then it goes by Maisa Breishis. And we're going to see, Bein Hashmashos, we don't know what it is, so it has a din of a suffix. So we'll see how that plays out. Ketzad. Harei Sheshachat Rishon Batchilat Leal Dalet. So on the night of the fourth night of the week, would be Wednesday, Tuesday night, but we'll just keep it simple. The night of the fourth day of the week, lo yishchot hasheni ad chilas leil hey. So then, if you already did it at the night time of the dalet, you have to wait till the full dalet passes, and then you have to wait till the night after it says on the fifth, on the night of the fifth. V'im shachat harishon b'sof yom dalet. If you did it towards the end of the day, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, towards the end of the day of dalet. Kodem Bein Hashmashos, before Bein Hashmashos, Shochet Hasheni Batchilat Leil Hey. Just have to wait a few hours, or could even be an hour, whatever it is. So then you just shecht, if you shecht at the end of day four, you can shecht in the beginning of day five, already in the evening. V'im Shachat Harishon Bein Hashmashos, if you shecht the first one during Bein Hashmashos, Shel Leil Hey, like on the night of the beginning of the fifth day of the week, Lo Yishchot Hasheni Ad Leil Shishi. So then you wait till the night of the sixth. You have to wait the entire right. You did a Bein Hashmashos of the fifth, so you have to wait for the full fifth day to pass. Then you wait till the beginning of the night of the sixth day after tzeis, and then you shach. V'im shachat biyom hey eino loke. But if you shachted there on the same day as the mother based on bein hashmashos, then you never get malchus. It's aser to do lechatchila, but you don't get malchus. Okay. Hey. Im hu karuch acharea chazaka shehi imo. So if you have a calf and it's always following its mother, so we assume it's a chazaka, that that's its mother. And therefore it becomes aser to shecht. Now, only it's aser to shecht, it's aser as a din, but it's not, you're not going to get malchus for it, because it's, we don't know for sure. Haga. Aval mina safek ein choshashim. Now, just this, if you're not sure, then you don't have to. If you're just not sure if it's the mother or not, you never have to worry about it, unless there's a chazaka that it's the animal that's always following. Then you do have to, even though you don't know that, for the, that you have to worry about. Okay, but just because it looks alike. I mean, to me, they all look the same, but just for someone who really knows, so then, even though they look alike, that's not enough.
So you don't have to track the animals from the time of
you birth. Do not need to track it. If you track it, so now you know. And, okay. I'm sure nowadays they do, I don't know. But they, nowadays these halachos are not really an issue.
Well, to make sure that there's nothing that, in terms of who to mate the animals with, so that there wouldn't be genetic deformities, so they know who to mate.
Okay. Vav. Halokeach behema. Now you're going to buy an animal. Again, this is not common, but let's go. Let's read it. Halokeach behema ina choshesh. Shema nishchata imo bena hayom. You go to buy an animal. You don't have to ask. You don't need to know. Just buy and shecht it whenever you want, and you eat, and you don't have to worry. Maybe the mother is being shechted the same day or was shechted the same day. Aval. Al hamocher lahazir halokeach ulohdiyo im shachat. But if the seller, he knows it was shechted today, then he is obligated to tell him you're not supposed to shecht today. If you're, you know that it was shechted today. Oh, aben hayom. Or if the child was ben, was one of the calves was shechted, you just have to let them know if you're selling the mother. Oh, yimacha la'acher sheshechta hayom. Right. If you sell it to someone else that shechted it. Why do you need to tell him? Because you know, he knows, and we're often on the assumption you're going to buy it the same day. You're going to shecht it when you buy it. All right, I can't tell you 100%, but that's the halacha. Ve'im hu be'echad bidalat zmanim shederach kol mi shekone be'im sheshochta miyad, and if you are selling it on one of the 4 days that everyone's buying and eating at that day, shechting at that day. V'heim erev Pesach, right? Erev Pesach, erev Atzeres, before Shavuos, v'erev Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, v'erev Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, or the last day of the Chag, erev Yom Tov Acharon Shemini Atzeret, tzarech lehodio shemachar hayom. You have to tell him that it was shechted today. Ha'em o habat. You have to tell him. V'im lo hidio, shochet ve'onish choshesh. The one who buys it can go ahead and shecht it. You don't have to worry. Bein kanami so, bein kanami goy. Whether you buy from a Jew or non-Jew. V'im lo dalo achar kach shenishchata ima obita hayom. And in one of these cases, of these 4 days, if you don't tell him, have mekach taos. Because then he finds that, let's say that he finds it afterwards. And he says, now I can't shecht it. So then, you can bring it back to the store. V'davka shomocher shneim biyom echad, that's only if you sell it the same day. Aval machar ha'eim u'abad biyom shelofanav ein sarech le'odio. If it's on 2 different days, then you don't have to tell him, not your problem. V'yimachar ha'echad l'chatan v'sheni l'kala. If the seller knows he's selling one to the chasan and one to the kala, afilu imocher b'shneyamim, even in 2 days, but you know they're a couple, sarech le'odio, you have to tell them, shevadai shneim shochtim biyom echad. Because you know they're both going to shecht, and the metzias on the same day
for the wedding,
exactly. And it's you can't make them do something that be metzias. You know it's an iser, a clear iser. Shnayim shalachu. You want to stop? Shnayim shelachu also vet beno biyom echad halokeach tchila yishchot velo hasheni. Okay, if you're buying them, two people buy them from one person, so then if they know, the first one is allowed to shecht velo hasheni, but the second one is not allowed to shecht because it's assumption that the first guy has the rights and not the second guy. That's if you buy it from one seller. What happened? Because we're assuming if both know that you're both selling two at the same, that's being sold on the same day. We know that the assumption is you're going to want to shecht it the same day, and so therefore the first guy has the rights to shecht it. That's if it's from one person. But if it's two people, then it's not a problem. V'lachein gam alokeach mimenu asr lishchot shelo yachol limkor lo rak zechut shebiyado. Okay, because then it'll also be harder for him to sell, even if it's for other people. Aval im lachu mishnayim shneim shavim. But if you buy them from two different owners, then the kol mi sheishchot chila zaris v'niskar, whoever shechts it the first is has the rights, wins, and that's fine.